Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
In his life, 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 tuned in to Dennis Live. In his life, in his life, in his life, in his life, tuned in.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, I'm setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates, listen in. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of other cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog like shot drop bombs. Info like triple dub. Western World O-N-E.com. The shot drop bomb. Need some info, take triple W's. Western World O-N-E.com.
Yes, the thing is live. In his life. 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 Tuned in the Dennis Live. In his life. In his life. In his life. In his life. Tuned in the Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions.
Soundmaster T.
WesternWorld.com. www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chattown, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Hey, hey, so.
What's up? 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 It's a party. Man, look. I just want to say, man, I want to thank God that I'm alive today, man. I don't know what to tell you. I could breathe air through my nostrils. You get it? Nostrils. They nostrils, y'all. Let me chill out. Let me chill out. Man, I just want to say, man, thank God, man. I'm glad to have another show, man. We up and running. Don't y'all know, man, we are 15,000 plus strong. We ain't even been up for 4 months yet. We 15,000. That's faithful listeners. Faithful. I don't know about y'all, but, man, 150 is enough for me. 15 is enough for me. 5 is enough for me. But 15,000, that means when I turn on this microphone, 15,000 plus and still going are listening to this show. I'm like, Jay, y'all could have been anywhere in the world, y'all, but y'all right here with me, your boy, Dennis Live and the crew. Y'all got y'all boy crying, man. I'm just playing. I got sinuses. Anyway, man, I just want to say, man, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show, man. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to be talking about freedom versus happiness. Which one would you pick? If you had a choice, which one would you choose, freedom or happiness? Wow. Just think about that for a minute. A lot of people might say happiness. Okay. A lot of people might say freedom. Okay. I don't know, man. I got people calling in already, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, I got one of my brothers don't call in today, man. Oh, man, we got my boy. Oh, man, okay. What I'm going to do is this, man. Think about that. Freedom versus happiness. If you had a choice, which one would you choose? That's deep. I'm going to pay a couple of these bills, man. Then we're going to come back, man, and we're going to kick the show off. All right? Let's do it.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app. Just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Okay. We back in the building. Now, you know, I got to do it the right way. You know, I do this all the time, man. Let me see how can I do this today, man? Do I take it from the? I'm gonna do it like this. As I walk into the room, I look on the right side of me. Then I look to the left of me. Then I see a mic. Guess what, y'all? I'm all go everything. Not everything, but everything. Hey, man, I'm ready to have some fun, man. It's nice outside. I don't care what nobody got to say. We finna have some fun today, man. I got a full panel today, man. I'm going to bring the first call in, man. Matter of fact, check this out. We always forget to do this. Call in. The number here is 347-838-9106. If you're on the internet, and I know a lot of people like to listen in or whatever, you can see the number right at the top of the box. If you want to just leave a comment or something, you can text me. I know everybody's going to text them. Or you can scroll down of the page and leave a comment. I will interact with you. I'll talk to you, whatever it is. If I don't get to you, Case will get to you. If Case don't get to you, LB will get to you. If LB don't get to you, somebody going to get back to you. We're going to talk. We're going to have fun. But again, the topic today, man, is freedom versus happiness. If you had a choice, which one would you choose? I'm going to bring my first buddy in, man. This guy right here that needs no introduction, man. We ain't heard from him in a minute. Meekus, what's up, y'all? You in the building?
What's up, Dennis? What's up, baby? What's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing, man. Just blessed. A lot of great things are happening right now. I love your topic, freedom versus happiness. You definitely got to say you got to be free to be happy, first of all, you know. But to piggyback on that, man, you know, I have incredible stuff going on with the company, with Meekus Inc. and Eminem Modeling Magazine Company together in conjunction with Michael Anthony, world-renowned photographer, CEO, and founder of Eminem Modeling Magazine, man. We're finally having a showroom coming up, opening up. As a matter of fact, on the 1st, this is no April Fool's, but it's a real thing. And we are being free, man. We are definitely being free to be able to do what we're doing, so therefore we will be happy.
Okay. Okay. What are you talking about, man? I mean, I'm happy with everything that you're doing, man. I'm enjoying the fact that your success is making you be busy, man, because we ain't heard from you since the beginning of the show, man.
Right. Man, look, you know what? You haven't heard from me, Dennis, but I've been following you, man. You have been wonderful. You've been a little brother to me in every possible way, man. And I'm grateful for you, your show, everything that's happening with you in your end, too, man. And going back to the topic, you're free, therefore you're happy.
That's right. It's right. Well, you know what? You know what? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna elaborate a little bit on that. All right. Me and one of another co-host on the show, man. I'm gonna get him in a minute too. We were just having a nice little conversation about it, man. Well, you know, my thing is this: in Nigeria, okay, Nigeria is one of the richest countries, right?
Right.
I think your phone a little bit loud. You probably gotta mute it out. Let me see here. Let me do this here. In Nigeria, they said it's one of the richest countries. But in Nigeria, they happy because they do everything there. Like they make their own clothes. They fast. They president. They don't go in on a lot of people, and they happy. You know what I'm saying? They keep everything in. But it's kind of hard to be kind of free because when you try to leave. You know, they got pirates out there to where, you know, if you try to leave, they try to go somewhere else, man. You know, they try to abduct you and everything, get money on you. But that's one thing. Then when you look at it here, freedom. You already know in the United States of America, you already know what's going on here. Or I even go to Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, the women got to walk behind the men, and they got to cover themselves up, which I think that's a Muslim type of, you know, religion.
Right.
But they got to cover themselves up and they got to walk behind the man. So I don't know if they're happy about that or they content with it or if that's just the way that it is. So that's not no freedom there. Maybe they happy. But here, we might say that we free here, but are we really free here? You see what I'm saying? So that's why I was trying to elaborate on that a little bit, man. But, you know, I get what you're saying, man. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring another brother in. You know, he's been here all day, and we were sitting up here laughing, and we was cracking up about it. We got L. Villa. LB, what's up, man? You in the building. What's up, Doc? Yeah. His phone line clicked him off. But anyway, man, I guess he'll get back to us. But, yeah, man, that's what we was talking about, man. We were trying to get that kind of, you know, that balance there. And then, you know, you got
like what I was saying, you got to be free to be happy because you cannot be happy and say you're free. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think freedom denotes happiness. Here in America, we said that we are free, but to be honest with you, we're really not free up to a certain extent. You know, and you know what I'm talking about. It's like freedom to me is not only, like, say, be able to do what you couldn't do with stuff like that in certain places, but also spiritually. You know, if you're spiritually free, you know, if you're spiritually connected and stuff like that, you do what you're doing, you will be happy. If you, like, with me, man, my passion since I was in the third grade was designing. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm at the point where I feel like I'm being blessed with the people that have been coming in my life, i.e. Michael Anthony and his magazine and everything. The entire stage has been set for me. In the past, I've worked with different 9-to-5s and stuff like that, and I didn't feel free because I was still answering to an individual, you know what I'm saying? Now I could actually do what I'm doing, get the money that I'm getting, pay my bills like how it's supposed to be done, being able to help another person, my other brother or sister that needs help. And so therefore, I feel like I'm free, you know, doing the things that I want to do and doing the things that I feel like I was put on this earth to do. That's my way of freedom, you know what I'm saying? know, as into these people who are in Nigeria and in Afghanistan and all those things, they might say they're happy, but how could they be happy if they're not really free? You see where I'm coming from? My thing is, it's like, if I feel like I have to cover up my, for the females, you know, I have to cover up my face and all this stuff, how can you really be free? You know what I'm saying? Are you really happy despite the fact that it has to do with your religion, that's the way you're brought up, and then you see the rest of the world, you know, being just about naked if they feel like it, and you cannot do that because, you know, you might be stoned to death or that kind of stuff. So therefore, you are not happy. You know, I don't see, you know, so my thing is freedom denotes happiness.
Okay. All right, I feel that. All right, man, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring in another brother, man. You know what I'm saying? He really needs an introduction. He in every week. LB, what's up, man? What's going on, bro?
What's going on? That's
how you feeling, man?
It's been a wonderful day. Very wonderful. Bless.
Okay, man, dude. We got Meekus on the line. We got LB on the line.
LB? How you doing, Meekus?
Okay,
what's up,
now, Meekus said, man, you got to be free in order to be happy, man. So, you know, he kind of summed it up a little bit. So I'm going to ask you, man, freedom versus happiness. How do you feel about that?
Well, if I had to choose myself personally, I want happiness. Freedom is mine. Freedom is not something that somebody tells you what it is. It's what you deem that is what is freedom. The people over in Nigeria, they feel that they're free. Why? Because they control what their revenue is. They control the outcome of what they put in. To them, that's freedom. The people over there in India, the Muslim countries, so on and so forth, they deem that they're free. Why? Because the woman may have to wear a veil or a shawl. There's more women in the world than it is men, so that even in their culture, there's more women than there is men. So if the women wanted to do an uprising, then most definitely it probably would take effect. But at the end of the day, you still have to ask yourself, at what cost is your freedom? Because they may wear a veil,
okay, your phone going in and out, I can't hear you. Okay. Alright, well, I tell you what, man, that's what we're going to do, man. Like I normally do is this phone come back. I'm gonna play a quick song, man. And then we gonna come back and we gonna, you know, wrap it up a little bit. That's cool with you, Mick?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
All right, cool. Let's do it. I'm gonna play this quick song, man. You know, I always play songs. I always play music. Well, I always play a song catered to the topic. So, or I just go, you know, if I feel like I'm, you know, if I want to be on some grown man or some mature stuff, you know, since Cage come in. I'm going to go ahead and play a little something, man. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with my boy Cage John. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this song here, man. If y'all want to call in, 347-838-9106. The topic for today is freedom versus happiness. Which one would you choose if you had to? All right, let's go.
Moment I've been waiting on. My soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations. Full of desire.
Oh,
I just want it so bad.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, baby.
And it just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it before it all disappears.
Sometimes. Feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like My ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. It won't be too long.
Now the tide is coming in. I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in. Just past the horizon. And right where the sky ends.
Out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in. But don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting in too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I would travel to the seven seas. I will even go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. If it's a song for you to come around, now.
Now the tide is coming in. I see the waves growing. Out there on the ocean, I know my ship is coming in.
So don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting in too long for this moment. My ship has finally come.
Suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
All right, man, we back in the building. Man, okay. LB.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know you were saying, man, that the women covering their face with the veils, and then your phone went out. So go ahead and finish what you were going to say.
Yeah, the women who cover themselves with the veil, you know, they may not want to take on that responsibility as far as the responsibility of what the man does. See, here in America, the women tend to say, okay, well, we have freedom, but at what cost? At what cost are these freedoms, the so-called freedoms, are afforded to you? You are able to get up and go to work, but nobody's at home to be able to educate your children. See,
the Arabs are on a totally different educational system than what we're on, because somebody's in the home to teach them the do's and don'ts, morals and values, so on and so forth. Even when they get over here, as far as how slick they are, how they treat other people, these things are what is taught to them. So at the end of the day, you still have to sit back and do the math.
Okay.
And the math of it is, the math of it is this. What are you giving up for the so-called freedom? That's why freedom is a state of mind.
Okay. So do you think I know you said they probably don't want to step on the responsibility. So are you pretty much saying it, like, far as, okay, they put the valve on because this is something that they're supposed to do, versus the woman, the African American woman, or the American woman, quote unquote, we're gonna use that, the American woman here. So you said they saying, if I put on this vow, what you gonna do for me? Is that what you kind of pretty much summing it up to that?
Well, first and foremost, we have to understand what the veil represents. The veil represents where you only see the eyes. It knocks out one thing, temptation, from another man.
Okay.
So you don't know what you're getting. So if you're getting only, if you're only seeing just the eyes in a conversation, that takes your mind off the whole totally premise of another man trying to monopolize your woman and take your woman. That knocks the whole sexual thing out of the park. First and foremost, here, you walk down the street, you almost naked, and you're wondering why such is saying all the comments out of his mouth to you, disrespecting you, so on and so forth. So at the end of the day, I put it to you like this. David Chappelle said it the best. He had a police officer's uniform on one day, and a lady ran up to him and said, "Help, help, help. Somebody's stealing my car. Somebody's stealing my car." He says, "Look, lady, just because I have a police uniform on does not make me a police officer." So let's flip the script with the woman. You see a woman scantily dressed walking down the street, titties popping out of turtleneck, booty dragged on the ground, thigh stickers is 27-inch, 28-inch rims, and he calls her a bitch or a hoe. And he says out his mouth, "Hoe." And she says, "Hold on, I'm not a whore." He replies, "But you sure have a whore's uniform on." So at the end of the day, I can only perceive what I see. They eliminate all of that by saying, "Hey, put this veil on. My wife, I don't want my wife like that. I don't want my daughter to be objectified and portrayed in that type of light." So is that freedom because you can walk around naked? Or is it freedom to say, "Hey, listen, I don't want the state of mind of my woman to be disrespected." So to eliminate that, as my father used to tell me, preventive maintenance. You prevent something before it even happens. I know my woman will never be disrespected because at the end of the day, she's not put in the place of disrespect. She's not just disrespectful. But here in America, we call that freedom. Oh, because you could do what you want to do. Yeah, you could do what you want to do. But are you able to handle the consequences behind your actions of what you want to do?
Okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what, Mikis.
Yeah.
So do you agree?
I agree with what LB said, man. But my thing still is, like you said, freedom is a state of mind. You know, and what are the consequences that we so-called have of freedom? But yet, when you look at it at this point of view, are these people really happy having to follow everything that they have to that they have to do and say in the name of their religion, in the name of everything else, you know, following the behind their man's footsteps, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Are they really happy? So therefore, to me, it's like, are they really free? Because to me, if you're not free, you cannot be happy.
Well, I mean, like I say again, what do you consider freedom? The man
to me, freedom, it'll be freedom is being able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, and that's you as a person. Now, whoever else has to say anything to you, that's on them, and however you respond to that, that's on you. But still, at the end of the day, is have the opportunity and have the right to do whatever you need to do, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, and however you want to say it or do it. You know, to me, that's freedom.
Okay. Now, let me play devil's advocate with you. Mm-hmm. If I'm able to do whatever I want to do, say whatever I want to say, act as however I want to act, doesn't that leave room for anarchy? Because there's no rules. You have freedom.
Right. Right.
But what is the consequences for those freedoms? That's why I choose happiness over freedom, because you can steal, if you go to steal some, merchandise from someone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that freedom? Yeah, you're free.
That's freedom.
So you can do what you want
to do. You would do it, but then you suffer the consequences. You see where I'm coming from?
But then,
so you're happy for that brief minute, but then you suffer the consequences. You know,
okay,
so you can be free
so
and you be unhappy. Yeah, no, my thing is this. When it comes to freedom, like I said, you know, you could be free at your will. And that's why God gave us the gift of choice. You know what I'm saying? Be it good or bad, if that makes you happy, that's on you.
Mm.
That's on you. Therefore, you suffer whatever consequences that makes the freedom you suffer the consequences for freedom. Either which way you look at it. So you might be happy for a brief minute. You might be happy for that brief minute. But, you know, the bottom line is you do suffer the consequences no matter what. You know, so like I was saying, you know, you could be free and happy and vice versa.
Okay. So basically you're only free for a brief minute then, because if you get locked up or shot up, you're only free for a brief minute. We're talking about
that's your choice.
Well, if you look at it like this, so I basically your way of thinking of freedom is being able to do what you want to do, whether it's positive or whatever you're doing,
negative.
It's up to you.
Right.
And LB way, it's like, man, if I'm free, I'm going to do whatever I want to do regardless. So if I whether to choose good or bad, and if we just say negative right now, I'm only free for a certain amount of thing. But if you really look at it on both things, it's consequences and repercussions behind everything.
If I'm free,
I say, okay, I want to walk down the street, you know, naked. Okay, I might get a half a block away. I might get attacked by a female. I might get attacked by a male. I might even go to jail. I don't know. But the goal is here, if I'm free, what am I going to do with it? And whatever I do with it, at least I'm making that decision to be free. And I kind of sum it up that way. And then also, too, man, I just want to just give a little, you know, a recap of everybody. Well, not a recap of the topic. Today's topic is freedom. Let me see if I can do this. Today's topic is freedom versus happiness. Which would you choose? Would you choose to be free, or would you choose for happiness? And before I even let you guys go ahead and say what y'all got to say, man, I got to do this. We're looking for Chase. Chase. Is he free or is he happy? We don't know.
What up,
what up,
what up? Chilling, man, chilling.
Okay, man. Man. Hey, man, it's a really good thing today, man. We're talking about freedom versus happiness. Meek is chiming in on something really good. LB just chimed in on something really good. And so we basically talking about the freedom part first. You know, it's consequences and repercussions behind whatever you choose with freedom. Now, let's go on to happiness a little bit. All right, we got freedom out the way just a little bit until we get, you know, even more callers or whatever.
Me,
so I want to see what you're about happiness. Go ahead.
Okay. Real quick, I mean, I've been listening to the conversation. Meek, you said it right, man. You can't have one without the other. I mean, you can't be free without happiness, or you can't be happy without, you know what I'm saying? You can't have one without the other. Now, does freedom come with a consequence? That's what was being said, right?
Right.
Nah, freedom don't come with a consequence, man. Freedom only comes with a consequence when you live in a cultureless and valueless society. That's it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? People want to walk around naked. It's all up to the other. What the other individual was, you know, I would say trained at or homeschooled or whatever, raised. Okay, it's depending on what another individual was raised with their value system. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's a crazy person that want to run up and do something to them, then that's their fault. But do it come? Do freedom come with consequences? Nah, not at all. Not at all. Only in a cultureless and valueless society like the one we live in.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, that's all I really got to say about that. I mean, you can't have one without the other. And, I mean, when you're free, you know what I'm saying? Your happiness is all, everything is a state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Everything is a state of mind and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you feel like you're free and you're happy in your head, then, I mean, you know, I mean, what would be, put it like this, answer this. What would be happiness? I mean, what is happiness?
Okay. I'm glad you said that. And that was true because you and LB had agreed on the same thing, so you can be happy in your, you can be free in your mind and be happy. Now, my thing is with happiness is just able to just smile every day, able to just have a positive attitude, feeling good about yourself, and you could just walk anywhere and not have to worry about what's going on, you know, saying whether this man, is he going to say something to me today? You know, can I go to work today and have a good, productive day? You see what I'm saying? And I'm just going off of one day, 24 hours of happiness. If I can get that, that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but it's still in the end of the day all a state of mind, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Only you can control, you know, whether you're happy or sad. You know what I'm saying? It's all about dealing. Really, really happiness is just dealing with your emotions and overcoming them. That's it. I mean, money, they say money don't make everybody happy. A new car don't make everybody happy. A new girl don't make everybody happy. I mean, it's all a state of mind. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. But in actuality, it really do. To a certain degree, right? If you get a new car, you happy for that moment. Whether, let's say, for instance, you had a bad day all day, you get that phone call, hey, man, you just got approved to get your vehicle, and we're going to say that, right? You got approved to get your vehicle. Dude, yo, everything that made you mad that day, you pretty much threw it behind the window. You know what I'm saying? You threw it out the window to go get that whatever it is that makes you happy, and then we'll go off of a female. You know what I'm saying? That female might give you that one phone call or shoot you that one good text that'll just clear everything that you were just upset about. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I got you. I got you on that point. Because when you said, people say that this is not what it is, but in actuality, it do helps happiness, right?
Do it help happiness? You still obtaining something, you know what I'm saying? Basically, okay, I'm going to give it to you like this. You watching TV, right? You turn to the National Geographic Channel, and there's some Native women on TV. They ain't got no tops on. You turn away from the channel like, whatever. But then you turn to the next channel, and Beyonce's on there, and she ain't got no top on. You're going to sit there and you're going to watch that. everything is basically an emotional response to things. You know what I'm saying? If you can control your emotions, you can get $1 million that day and not be happy if you know how to control your emotions. You can get $1 million that day and be sad. Everything is just an emotional response, you know what I'm saying? Whatever that you seeing through your eyes, that's what freedom and peace is to you. So.
Oh, okay. So I got you. Hey, Meekus, how do you feel about that, Meekus? Do you think that's a good one?
You know what? I like that. I like that a lot. Because it's like he said, with the National Geographic thing, you know, people, and these people might be happy, you know. Is Beyonce really happy? We don't know that. You know, I mean, as much as they talk about that girl is just crazy. You know, is she happy about that? Is she happy about that? You know, in any kind of entertainment industry, a lot of these people seem to be happy, but when you pick up the tabloids and shit like that and see all this nasty and negativity written about you, how can you really be happy about that? Even though they say, oh, it doesn't bother me, believe me, it bothers you. Up to some degree or the other, it will bother you. That's why a lot of people cannot deal with the whole factor of being stars. That's why some people just do it for a short while and they get out of it, you know. So money does not necessarily bring happiness. It helps some. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're broke. But it's how long, and with the $1 million situation, you could have $1 million. And prior to you having that $1 million, nobody wouldn't even give you $5 to buy a bus pass. No, it's $10. But as soon as you get that $1 million, everybody has their hands stretched out. You know what I'm saying? So that makes you unhappy. It's just that. And when it comes to freedom, freedom, again, is a state of mind, because, like, for instance, what LB has said about the way how the Muslim women dress and stuff like that, and what my boy just had said about the way you're brought up and the way you're – I had a friend who would wear some of the most scandalous clothes out. Did anybody ever disrespect her? No, because of the way she carried herself. Now, you could have two individuals with the same clothing, two females with the same clothing – very scantily dressed, and one just looked like a buster, and next one has an attitude problem. Guess what? They are not going to say anything to the one with the attitude problem, because it's all the way how you carry yourself. So with everything in life, it's the way you carry yourself, you get the response from it. So therefore, you're free to do whatever you feel like it. Just be prepared to have the consequences. And if you're free again, you'll be happy.
Now let me just say this real quick. I mean, with the happiness and the freedom thing, I mean, we don't even know. People don't even know nowadays what true happiness is. I mean, basically all day we have it dictated to us what we need to be happy. You see a car commercial, you end up wanting that car. You see a burger commercial, you end up wanting the burger. You see a woman on TV, that's the woman you want. Nobody really has, you know, the chance to think about peace and freedom, because, you know what I'm saying, you have everything forced on you. Like I said, if you look at native tribes, most of them people, they peaceful and they free. You dig what I'm saying? They happy. They live in a forest. They don't have a Cadillac Escalade. They don't have a TV. They don't have an Xbox. And they're happy. Like, they're happier than us. And we have all these things. You dig what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, do we really know what, you know what I'm saying, being free and happiness is? I mean, our version of it is having something, basically, to everybody. If you ask the person, you know what I'm saying, most American people, you know, how would they be free or happy or some shit like that? They'll be like, well, I want $1 million, or I want this car, or I want that. We don't even really have a, you know, in our head what it is to, you know, have them type of things or possess them type of things, really. It's all about what you perceive.
I got you. You know what? I'm gonna give you a definition of happiness. It says, characterized by good luck, fortunate, enjoying, showing, marked by pleasure, satisfaction, or joy, being especially well adapted, okay, cheerful, and willing. The thing with me is, what stood out was it said you're happy, you're fortunate, you're lucky. And I'm like, okay. Now, happiness, like you just said, nobody could really dictate the happiness.
because, like you said, it's within you what you're going to do to make yourself happy. Fortunate meaning that you just happy for everything that you got. You content with what you have, and it's a quality and a state of being happy. So that right there, man. It kind of pretty much it pinpoints everything that all you guys are saying. It's however you pretty much feel in your right frame of mind, and I'm just going to just tell the viewers, just let everybody know out there. What we're discussing today is freedom versus happiness. If you had to choose, which one would you choose? Would you choose freedom, or would you choose happiness? I just gave a definition of what happiness is. So what I want to do is I'm going to take a commercial, and then I'm going to play a song, and then what we're going to do, guys, we're just going to come back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but hopefully we'll have a couple more calls in. So if you guys want to call in, you know the number is 347-838-9106. I don't even think that we really pretty much have to even I'll give out the telephone number no more, man, because people are texting. And also, too, if you on the internet and you listening online, feel free to go down and scroll down where it say post your comment. If you have questions or comments, go ahead and post them down at the bottom of the screen. I myself, Case, Pastor Mo, somebody will get back to you and, you know, and talk to you. So other than that, man, all right, guys, we doing pretty good so far. So what I'm going to do is this here. I'm going to go ahead. We out. We gonna go ahead. We're going to come back. We're going to elaborate some more and get some more good, positive presence around the table. Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Cinnamon seeds, bass bowls, blanks, yeah. Sprayed out. Drunk as a fool, throwing that Jimmy back until I laid out. Homie, I'm on my catfish, billy shit. I'm talking way out. Dude, I'm way out. I'm talking way out. Rolling countryside, anywhere that I go. Hey now. Drunk on Quake, cops pulling off, they telling me turn it way down. Homie, I'm on my catfish, billy shit. I'm talking way out. Dude, I'm way out. Someone mining into traffic. And if ever Converse trying to climb out every week, nothing in my backpack, it's me. A son of a bitch, a child of a freak, a stepson, you don't wanna get on me. No, not him, not Lil Wayne, like a Wayne, who you gonna whip me, damn right. And I'm on a tightrope, screaming out loud, bitch, fuck my life. I ain't never give a fuck, I can never give a fuck now. So put the chain on my bike, yeah. Throw that bitch back on the sprocket, give me the pistol before you cock it. Let me throw a bullet in the clip for luck, for us, for us. Yeah, poppin' these shots, it ain't it, man. When I get nobody wants to be broke, right? Black or white, paint the frame. Cause I'm only used to refusing the stereotypes of a name. I ain't a name. I'm a soul, I'm a piece of gold, I'm a pro, I'm a piece of shit too. Do what I gotta do if I gotta roll. Guess what? I'ma roll all over you when I'm riding. Cinnamon seeds, bass, bowl, flakes, yeah. Sprayed out. Drunk as a fool, throwing that Jimmy back until I laid out. Homie, I'm on my catfish, billy shit. I'm talking way out. Dude, I'm way out. I'm talking way out. My catfish, billy shit, I'm talking way out, dude. show. But if you see me getting raped as a child, you probably wouldn't give me room to grow. Heavy blows like a heavy sigh. You wonder on the daily high, oh my. We'll be good, baby boy, don't cry. I can make a boat with a book of rhymes. God made me the Cherokee like Noah, cause it's the world off the fuck this time. And if you didn't want this catfish,
Yellow Wolf, man. Yellow Wolf is a pretty cool dude, and that dude, they got a lot of talent, man. Well, basically, too, man, I said I was going to come back, man, and I was going to give you guys the definition. We had happiness, and I'm going to recap that on what happiness means. I'm going to give you the definition of freedom. Freedom is the condition of being free of restraints, liberty of a person from slavery, detention, or oppression, political independence, okay? Then you got the right to restricted use, full access. I'm sorry, the right to unrestricted use, full access. The right of enjoying all of the privileges and memberships or citizenship. Okay, I think everybody's pretty much dead on, man, with what we're doing. And what I'm going to do is this here, man. I got another member, man, another special guest, man. He's pretty smooth, man, this boy here. Very, very spiritual, man. He's a very spiritual dude, and he's very educated, and, you know, he's a pretty cool dude, man. So without further ado, I'll bring my man in. We got Vincent, Fernando Vincent. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing there, Brother LV and Meekus? How you doing there, sir? Super designer extraordinaire. I'm happy to be a part of the family. But getting right into the thick of things, when you speak of freedom, freedom is a very powerful and very forceful thing, because with freedom, it connotates the freedom of choice, well, the freedom of will and the power of choice. That is the most powerful force that any human being has been given. And with that being said, as a foundation, and a crux, if you will, when you talk about happiness, happiness really is the individual attainment of peace, of fulfillment, of wholeness, of completion. Whatever that is to an individual, that's what happiness is. So when we're talking in reference to happiness and freedom, it's to the individual, because what makes me happy or what gives me the ability to be free and creates a dimension of liberation, it's not the same for LV. It's not the same for Meekus. It's not the same for Dennis Weston. So at the end of the day, as we are talking, we can talk about a myriad and millions and millions and millions and millions of different connotations of what happiness and what freedom is. But let me say this, though. There is a general makeup that everybody wants. Everybody realistically wants to be able to have the right to live life as they so please, and as they choose. They want to have the right to be able to have the conveniences of life, whatever the conveniences of life. So someone in Africa might just want some water. That might be their $1 million. That may be their yacht. That may be a piece of cake, something that they may not see or may not get the opportunity to see until once a year, if every 3 or 4 years. So the thing is that with that being said, I mean, now I could be comfortable at $5,000 take home a month. LB might say, you know what, I'm glad that's your happiness, my brother. You know, praise the Lord for you. But my happiness don't let me. My happiness and my peace of mind, because of my obligations, responsibility, and then what I am customary to, what is familiar to me, my happiness and my freedom won't let me live past $7,000 to $10,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? And then with Meekus, you know, he done dealt with a lot of different celebrities still, designing for God knows who. I mean, the world is definitely his. I mean, he may, because he's accustomed to dealing with the entertainment industry and what have you, and so forth and so on, he may be living at a whole nother level and dimension of happiness and freedom far beyond LB, myself, as well as Dennis Weston. So at the end of the day, each of us have our own universe of existence that requires a specific a code, or a genetic code, if you will, like DNA, that will make us happy and free. That's what I got to say.
Okay, all right, man. Well, you know what you said? You said a handful, man, and it also went into sync with everybody was saying, man. And I'm happy, first of all, to have you on the show. Matter of fact, you know what? That was very well put. And what I should have did was this, so we're going to kind of go a little bit backwards. I want to do a little bio on you real quick. Let the world know what all is it that you're doing and what you're working on right now.
Wow. Presently, I am the CEO and founder of the North American Association of Basketball. And what we're doing, we have a desire to be able to grab the Suns. We're at a high time in the Chicagoland area that we need to go after these young men with everything that we have. And we need to pursue them with all our strength and with all our might to be able to grab them and to show them what manhood is really about. And that's definitely the mission of the North American Association of Basketball. And what we're doing, we're having the fifth annual Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo 2013. It's going to be next Saturday on April the 6th. It's going to be at Roe Clark Math and Science, 3645 West Chicago Avenue, and that's going to be from 12 noon to 5 p.m. And there will be Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities that will be present. And it's totally free for any high schooler, whether he plays for a basketball team or not, if he has some talent or some interest in playing basketball for college and what have you and so forth and so on, they're more than willing to come. All they got to do is be enrolled in school, wear a school T-shirt or a school jersey, and they can come and sign up and be able to play and get some exposure and become familiar to some college coaches, and then be able to sign up for some other stuff, too, in terms of the things, the mentoring programs and things of that nature that we're going to make available to them. And if anybody is interested, they could contact Gregory Williams. His phone number is 312-912-1336. And then again, that's 312-912-1336, and that's Gregory Williams. And my number is 312-376-7226. And that's Fernando Vincent, 312-376-7226. And I definitely want you there, LB, if you can make it. I know you're a busy person, but I'll make sure that I get your email offline from Mr. Yep. Weston and send you everything, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, well, you know what? Today's topic, man, and Vincent, man, thank you, man, for sharing what everybody's elaborating on, man. And that was well put with everybody, man. I'm glad that it's pretty much going real smooth, man. So I'm free to say that I'm happy. hey, man, so well today, man, for people that just not tuning in, we got to keep in mind that, you know, we got over 15,000 listeners, man. So, I mean, I know they all are going to tune in at the same time. But they are faithful. So the topic of today was freedom. Well, is freedom versus happiness. Which one would you choose? The telephone number here is 347-838-9106. Now what I'm going to do is this here. I always get this, man, but I got a couple of text messages for all you guys, man, and one of y'all can take this. One person just said, man, the 13th Amendment. Y'all don't know that, right? Slavery is a state. Now, this individual said, okay, now, by they being a slavery of the state, so it automatically takes away their freedom. So how would you put the happiness there? What is it that you can do when your freedom is already taken away from you? And anybody can elaborate on that.
Anybody? Man, listen here. Dennis, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. Whoever sent that in, I got to take my hat off to them because they really understand where we live at here in the United States, that freedom is still a state of mind. It's an illusion. It's just like when in cops, you see them on a television show and they say, well, the people are, the individuals are innocent until proven guilty. Well, why you got these handcuffs on me then? If I'm innocent until proven guilty, why do you have handcuffs on me? That's not freedom. Prove me wrong first before you lock me away. If you lock me away, then I got to prove my innocence in order for me to get out.
Speak
and
that, brother.
Well,
I like
anybody,
that, LB. Speak it. Come on now.
And so many times we sit back and sit up here, and we want to say, well, I know you and my other guy who always tells us that we got to, you know, seek our culture. You know, this is, truthfully, to a degree, he's very much so right. This is not our culture. This is not our system. The system has been placed upon us. Now, we got to learn how to work this system in order to come ahead. But we're not free. If you want freedom, United States was founded on money. United States was not founded on freedom. That's the illusion that they want to tell you. That's the trap that they want to get you in, is that you're free. You want freedom? Go to another country. United States is not the country that you're going to find your true freedom here, because it's too many people that have gotten robbed, raped, and everything else, and then the person is right back out. How is that freedom if you molest my child? 5 years later, you're back out here on the street. The only thing that you get is your name put in a piece of paper saying, this is the molester here. That's not freedom. I'm not, and me as an individual, if you touch my child, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to jail. Because at the end of the day, if I don't get caught, I'm going to jail. And I'm going to go to jail proudly, and I'm going to tell them, look the judge dead in his face and tell him, hey, what would you have done if it was your child? Now you want to pass judgment upon me because I took a man's life for touching my child? Would you have done the same? We have, United States have taken freedom of a man, what a real man is supposed to do for his family, here, away from us.
The genocide
men,
of the black
man.
Come on, LB. I like that. You know, and piggybacking on that, you know, he really hit a nerve. Lord, I'm finna go somewhere. Help us where we finna go. You again are right. We talking about a whole nother dimension when we talk about freedom and happiness. We talking about a whole nother dimension here. This is societal structure and design and dimension of happiness and freedom, if you will. We do live in the United States where people of the cloth have the freedom and the liberty to molest, to rape, to do all kinds of things And because that particular denomination, if you will, y'all know where I'm going, all they got to do is pay off, settle out of court. 15, 20 years later, it comes to the light, and that particular priest, if you will, was spoken of, exposed, and all kinds of things were revealed early on, but no action was taken. And I clearly hear where you are coming from, Mr. LV. The thing is that in that, like you said, we have a system. And the only thing that you can do in terms of being able to pursue and hopefully possess that dimension of freedom, you have to be able to go against the system or work around the system or find some kind of way to beat the system. It is possible, although that many times it's few and far apart, but it is possible. You probably have to spend all that you have, and you have to enlist attorneys and all kind of rigmarole, because there's so much red tape and so much BS and so much stuff that you got to contend with to deal with. So it's very hard for you to be able to really possess and ascertain that sense of freedom. And then there's another dimension. You know, I hate to say this, but for as much as minorities have accomplished and as much as they have gained, if you will, the truth of the matter is that there is still a structure and a system and a design that only allows us to go so far. What I like about LB, he calls his own shots. He has his own business. So at the end of the day, he can determine what he does, what the final end is going to be to his situation. So, therefore, that's one way around the system. I was talking to some brothers recently, and I told them, I said, it's three kinds of situations. It's the system, and it's those who work inside the system to be able to make changes, if you will. And then there are those that use the system to be able to do good with the system, if you will. And so it's a lot of organizations that understand that the system is wrong, and many times they utilize the grants or the sponsorship or the whatever, to be able to do the good and do what should be done in terms of money. But as it is, pretty much the system is the system. And so the only thing that really can bring someone out of that kind of slavery is what we're doing today, what this program does on a weekly basis, what Mekus is doing, what LB is doing, what Dennis Weston, what I'm doing, is to be able to educate and be able to pour out knowledge and bring a person to a place of understanding. And that's what I love about this show. I marvel that each week, every day, my God, the magnitude of knowledge and understanding that comes out of this show. And so the thing is that we definitely have a system, and the first step is to be able to acknowledge what LB is talking about and what I'm talking about, that there is a system. There is a system of slavery that has enslaved us that we are all in bondage to. And we need to be able to speak in reference to solutions. And so I guess the next step would be, since we're talking about that amendment, if you will, how, and I'm going to ask this question, man, how, LB, let's talk and discuss about how can we achieve freedom? What other ways or what ways can we achieve freedom and be able to overcome the system of, you, if you will, the system of enslavement that we're in?
Okay, before you answer that question, I know Case wanted to say something really quick, and then LB, you can answer that question. Well, what I'm going to do is, not for school. Let Case go and say his thing. Then LB, you can answer that question. Then we're going to have to pay a couple of bills. So go ahead, Case.
I just want to say about slavery, first and foremost, slavery started off as a physical act. But, you know, after the Haitian incident, you know, they basically, they're not telling the truth about history. They couldn't physically just enslave us. You know what I'm saying? That just didn't happen like that. Slavery became, it was physical at first. Then it turned into more of a mental state of, you know what I'm saying, after that Willie Lynch letter. Because if you look at things, really, if you really look at the mind state that black people was in, we would rather fight and walk down the street and get it, you know, get stuff thrown at a dog sick on us, to sit with the people who did that to us, to sit with the people and eat and sit on the bus with them. We would rather walk down the street and go through more physical torture to sit with the people. So it was more, the slave thing was more of a mindset. You dig what I'm saying? That's what I just wanted to say about that.
Okay, okay. Now, that's, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You finished with that case?
Yeah, I'm done with that. That's
okay,
all
cool.
I'm going to say.
All right, now, it's a state of mind. Now, LB, you can answer that question that Vincent said, or if you want to piggyback on whatever. Go ahead, LB, you got the mic. LB? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, then.
Yeah. My fault. Let it be known that when you started off with the Nigerian saying about the Nigerian government, how they manifest, how they govern their own selves, because they call themselves free, but they call themselves free because they control their destiny. First and foremost, economically. Second, spiritually. They controlled the outcome.
Come on, LB.
With us, we don't have any control of the outcome. Look at it. Everybody makes money in the black neighborhood except the blacks. Besides a beauty salon, or a chicken joint, or a barbecue joint. What are you producing? Even the clothes, the very clothes that our so-called people, Sean John and Fat Farm and so on and so forth, are producing, who's selling those clothes? The Arabs. The whites. Everybody's selling. We don't even get a piece of the pie that trickles down. So you have to understand, as far as in order for you to have a bit of control, and I do want to say this. I truly do want to say this. The other day, I got a call, and this is how prosperous God has been keeping me economically, because I got a call the other day from a Mexican lady to come and do work in the Mexican neighborhood. How ironic, because there aren't any blacks in a Mexican neighborhood doing work at all. So when you really look at it economically, I'm just a small piece of the pie that they're calling on to say, hey, so I'm taking some of their money to feed a black community, to feed my daughter, to employ other blacks. We have to be able to be producers in order to get out of this so-called slavery mentality that we're in. Because trust me, we're in mental and economic slavery right now. So when we want to talk about freedom, we're not free. Because at the end of the day, we're in mental and economic slavery.
Okay.
Oh God. Yes.
Well, you know what, man? You guys already, we got the definition of slavery.
I agree.
We got the definition of slavery. Then we got the definition of how LB broke it down to. Then we got the definition of spiritual content, spiritual economic, and all that sense. So what I'm gonna do, guys,
please, before you go into anything, let me say one more thing. To a degree, what the brother Case was just saying, to a degree he is right, but understand this. Slavery is not just a physical thing. We were not enslaved just for physical. Slavery was economical, because we were not the first ones over here in the United States as slaves. Even tried to enslave their own kind. But they were not able to withstand their endurance. See, first and foremost, if an atomic bomb was to drop on us right now, there would be two separate blacks. Blacks with tough, thick skin
and it'd be black people that would have survived. Now, the war between the blacks would have been the thick skin and the ones who survived. And they would go back and forth for who is better and this, that, and the other. So, unfortunately, it's just like the field Negro and the house Negro. The house Negro thought he was better because he ate good. He wore the master's clothes, so he thought he was better. The field nigga thought he was better because at the end of the day, he was endurance. He was stronger mentally, physically. He was stronger. So when the field nigga went to the house nigga and said, let's go away, let's do away with this master, the house nigga was like, what for? I'm never good over here. So it was about economics. Lincoln so-called, which he never really did, Lincoln so-called freed the slaves because of economics. It was not because of, I just want to keep a group of people enslaved. It's about money. America was founded on slavery. That's what sustained America and got us over that hump to World War II. We are falling off because we're not producers. So now we have to go back to the same principles of what we were founded on, slavery.
Oh, well, no. When I was saying slavery, I wasn't speaking, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about for us. Economically, we had nothing when we came in. No land, no nothing.
Oh, so, no. Exactly. You're right about that.
Slavery was more of, it was by force at first, but then they saw that it was taking too much to do it by force, and then you had the Haitian incident where the slaves just couldn't take it no more, and they took, you know, their freedom, you know, themselves. What I was basically saying is it went into a mental state of mind, because if you really look at it, after we got so-called free, what did we spend our time doing? Instead of us trying to find ourselves again, we spent our time trying to achieve what another culture had. You dig what I'm saying? We
have
to drink out of the same... We spent time trying to drink out the same water fountain as these people that hung us from trees. We spent time fighting, trying to eat in the same restaurant from the same people that hung us from trees. So, I mean, it was a mental lock that we was in and we still in today. I mean, it was the conditioning. You dig what I'm saying?
I feel you 110% on that one. You 110% right about that one, brother.
That's why I'm trying to say today we have people who dictate what happiness is, because if you really look, black people, we happy. We just not economically happy. But other than that, outside of that, we can be happy with a damn loaf of bread and some Kool-Aid.
Come on now, there it is.
But we could economically change that by getting educated. You know, that's one thing we have to start preaching to our young brothers and sisters. Education is key. You know, a lot of us, like for instance me, I went to design school. And in my design school, they did not teach us business 101. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it came to me naturally because I came from a business-minded family, but I still took business classes. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, a lot of our people of color, brothers and sisters, could be out there. They have talent up the yin-yang. I mean, most of our people are artistic people one way or the other, either physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, but the business point of view, we don't have it. You know, so I personally think that we could get ourselves out of that economic slavery if we only take a business class or two, get in our own business, start developing our own businesses. LB, you do it. Vincent, you do it. Case, you do it. I do it. You know what I'm saying? Dennis, you do it. You know, so we could all mentor these kids into getting out of that economical slavery, into like answering to the other person, to the white man or to the Chinese man or to the Arab man. Do your own thing. God made us in his image and likeness. Bring out the God and the goddesses in you, you know. So therefore, the slavery stops with you. The economical slavery stops with you. The mental slavery stops with you. Even the physical slavery stops with you.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much on that, man. What I'm going to do is this, man. On that note, we're going to take a couple of commercials. We're going to pay the bills. And then I'm going to play a song, man, my boy JT, man. I'm going to play a little Just Assimilate song. And then we all come back to the table, man. And I got another guest I'm going to bring in. And, man, we're going to do our thing. We're going to finish all being positive. And today's topic, man, just to give y'all
understanding what the table is talking about, the round table is freedom versus happiness. If you had a choice, which one would you choose, freedom or happiness? You can call in. We got a couple of minutes. We got about a good 20 minutes or so. 347-838-9106. Call in. Man, you can state, share some, ask questions if you want to ask the panel a question. I got a couple of text messages, too. I got like 6 text messages that I need to ask on the table. So, all right, man, other than that, let's go.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WesternWorldOne.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
fantastic. I want to tell everybody out there, if you don't have that mobile app, and the mobile app is just the Western World One mobile app where it's on your phone, and all you got to do is press that button, and it takes you right to where you can press another button to whatever program you want to listen to, and then you press another button, and you're listening to the program live. So download that app. All you got to do is go to www.westernworld1, that's westernworldone.com, website, and it'll prompt you to go ahead and download the app. Do it from your cell phone, and you'll be blessed. It makes it very convenient and easy. You press three buttons, or you press your screen three times, and you're right here listening to the program. So, and then it's a lot of good information, you know, something to share with your family and your friends, a lot of good programming, anywhere from spiritual programming to, you know, bios on different leaders in the community, people who are doing things, the latest unsigned artists, you name it, it can be found at westernworld1.com. So please get the app and share it. Tell people about it because it's about to be a common thing, and you don't want to be one of the people that don't have it when everybody else got it. So go ahead and get it right now. It's free. All you're doing is downloading it, and it's on your phone where you can tap the screen three times, and you can get right to the program. But to the question, Brother Dennis, the Bible says nothing under the sun is new. Freedom or the lack of freedom is not new. And, in fact, when we think about the story of the children of Israel and their exodus, they were coming out of slavery. However, they were still not free. And so God was taking them to a land that they can claim as their own. And in that land, they would be able to have freedom somewhat. And I want everybody to kind of listen to this right here because we haven't factored this into the conversation that I'm going to hang up and listen. When they got to the promised land, they had to fight to get it. There were giants over there. So God gave them the victory to overcome people who were already there to give them the land that he had already promised them. Now watch this. You would think that's freedom. But what happened is the people were never free in their mind from sin or the temptation of sin. And so when God had delivered them, God had gave them victory, and God had given them a land that they didn't even have to pay for, they still were not free because sin created in them the mindset of a people who would worship an idol god or idol gods instead of the one true God. And so even though he delivered them from slavery, even though he gave them the victory over the enemy, even though that he gave them land that they did not deserve, after all of that, they were still not free from sin. And so all that God had given them, they had turned away from him and turned toward idol gods. And so it was, freedom was never real, even on the journey out of slavery, because they complained. At one point, Moses went to speak with God, and he took too long, and they had made a golden calf and called that calf their God. And so freedom of the mind, I think it's the bigger point and I'm through. I think freedom of the mind is the bigger point. Because if we're not free, we're not going to be free in this society. It don't matter what country you go to. Somebody controls that country. So to be free, we have to be free in our minds. And being free in our minds is being connected to God. Jesus didn't come to deliver people from the oppression that they was that they found themselves in this world. He was preaching and teaching a bigger point, a bigger message. It wasn't about, but they thought he was going to be an earthly liberator. They thought he was going to be the next David. They thought he was going to come and kill the oppressor. He was going to come and raise an army and put together a whole nation. And no, that's not what he was coming to do. His mission was to come to bear the weight of our sins, that when we die, we will be free in salvation. And so the argument that, well, Jesus, you know, and you have a lot of people that do that, that try to attack the Bible and what God did in the Bible, what Jesus represented in the Bible, but they don't have an understanding of what that represents. And so our freedom, we can't look at, okay, well, if I move to the suburbs, I'm going to be free. No, you're not. If I move to Atlanta, I'm going to be free. No, you're not. It don't matter where you go in this world. You're gonna be under some type of authority and some type of or magistrate or power that's going to govern what you and your family do. So we have to transition to understanding that freedom, we're not going to have that in this world. And so we have to transition our thought process to the freedom that Jesus fought for, was the freedom that when this life is over, if we're lucky, we get to 73, 74. And that's nothing in God's eyes. Whenever we leave this verse and we look back over the record and we ain't accomplished nothing, you know, what's the next journey? What's the next level? So I just submit that in the conversation, Brother Dennis, because freedom is not going to exist on this world. Happiness is obtainable. And so that's where we have to figure out individually what makes us happy. But freedom, you can, you know, just because we might have a job or whatever, you better look at the record. Unemployment, do you know who the highest unemployed people are in this country? African Americans. Prison incarceration, you know who the most locked up people in America is? African Americans. When you look at, and I think Brother LB says it a lot, when we talk about the percentages of African Americans being 13% of the population, but make up 85% of the prison population, that's a startling statistic, because that means there are more men in box-sized rooms with other men living in the past whenever they got locked up, then there are men out here in the world to build an army, to make advancements in our neighborhoods and in our communities. They're behind bars. And so what we have to do, or what we can do, is first we got to free our mind. We got to get out of the mindset of, you know, worldly things, selfishness, pride, anger, frustration, fighting. You know, we got to think ahead 10 years ahead. So that's enough on that. I just wanted to introduce that into the conversation because none of this is new. It has already happened before. But we can go a different direction.
Okay. Wow. Well, hey, man, you said a mouthful as well, man. Hey, fellas, y'all microphones are on.
Wow.
I'm not going behind that. Somebody can go behind it. I'm not going
Well, let me say something behind that. This is Vincent Fernando. Man, that was awesome. What I got out of that and my take from that is the summarization of it all is that we need to change our mind. If you change your mind, you can change your circumstance, your situation, and your dynamic. And it goes back to what Brother Mikus was saying in reference to mentoring. The truth of the matter is, and what LB and what Case, what we're all speaking of is that if we can change our minds individually in and of ourselves and then go ahead to assist the younger brother and the younger sister to change their mind, then we can change their existence, or better yet, we can change our existence, our situation, and our scenario, if you will. That was powerful. I'm going to let somebody else continue on from there.
Man, Mo, I'm just telling you like this, man. You always hit the nail on the head.
Yes.
I think I started off saying at first, you know, that freedom is a state of mind.
Come
and
on.
That's, you know, truly, truly what I am always going to stick to my guns, you know. Can we achieve happiness through our own personal freedoms? Yes, we can achieve happiness through our own personal freedoms. But, you know, you have to understand what freedoms are you really afforded to get to, you know. And I truly believe, like you said, nothing is new up under the sun. And by nothing being new under the sun, we
you know everybody, all the cylinders are on point today. So you know, Pastor Mo, you know, I'm gonna start calling you Martin Malcolm or something. You
come
know
on,
what I'm
we
saying?
Can go. We need to call him next.
He's not calling you Martin Malcolm, because we're going to get a movement started behind you, boy. Real talk.
Wow, that dude is awesome.
I've seen your church. I think we need to invest some money in a bigger church for you, get more people up in the church.
That's true.
They need to hear the truth.
They really
do. They need to hear the truth, man.
Praise God. Praise God.
Well,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, wow. Well, check it out. Wait.
Now, go ahead.
Well, Mikus, I know your phone is going in and out. Do you want to elaborate a little bit?
Man, I agree with everything all these brothers were saying. My main thing is to achieve freedom without being enslaved in the mindset of things or answering to demand, quote-unquote. We need to educate ourselves again, like I said. We need to mentor our young brothers and sisters. We need to take them under our wings and show them the right way, the right path, that it's not about being a rapper or being a basketball player like everybody wants to be, you know what I'm saying? There are bigger and better things out there than to be those things. Those things are good and fine, but it's such a difficult industry. Both industries are telling you to break into, you know. So we as the elders within the community, I think we need to mentor our kids, our young ones, as in to be able to get out of that mindset of enslavement, of mental enslavement, you know what I'm saying? That's not a pretty place to be for nobody, in our generation or the younger generation, you know what I'm saying? So we got to take it upon ourselves and school our kids the proper way, teach them the right thing, from spiritually to economically. And at that point, I think we will be able to achieve a lot more freedom, if not in our generation, at least the generations to come.
Okay. Hey, man. Well, guys, man, y'all have said a nice outfit. Man, I'm going to pay the bills a little bit. Then we're going to come back again, man, do our closing remarks, man, and we're going to go in from there, man. So, guys, don't go nowhere. We got a good 5-10 minutes or so. Then we're just going to go back in, and we're going to come back and elaborate a little bit.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see. what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
To the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Okay, man, we back. We back in the building, man. So I got everybody microphones on. I'm giving everybody the freedomness, the freedom. You know, y'all voicing, y'all exercising y'all rights, man. Y'all, man, y'all voicing the happiness, man. They and everybody on this panel is honestly, everybody on the panel is African American. So I don't believe in the system when they say that we can't stick together. I don't believe in the system when they say we can't come to one another and ask for help and talk to them. And I'm not just saying financially. I'm just saying, like, advice. I'm saying, like, to where's encouragement. I'm saying it to where's what can I do to sit down with you and come and resolve a strategical problem? What kind of solutions that we can come up with? So today I want to say the system has been proven wrong today because everybody on this panel, again, is African-American, and we all sat down and we voiced our opinions and respect each other. In a way to where if we don't like it, it don't matter. As long as we getting a solution out here. I want to thank Pastor Mo for coming on the line, which he's still on the line here. I want to thank Vincent for coming on the line. I want to thank LB. You know, Casey's always on the show. Mikis, thank you for coming on the line too as well, because I know all you guys are busy, man. Like I said, today is a beautiful day. For those that was getting like they was hearing a lot of feedback, it's like, what, 56 degrees in Chicago, Illinois, so everybody's outside. So you're going to hear all that feedback in the background with us. So I'm glad that, you know, you our listeners are being patient with us, man. But today's topic was, well, today's topic is, let's see here, it's freedom versus happiness. If you had a choice, which one would you take? Which one would you choose, freedom or happiness? We still have a little time. We got about a good 5 minutes or so, I want to say.
Brother Dennis.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Can I just say this before the brothers close out? I just want to be able to, again, extend the opportunity calling all high school players, Saturday, April the 6th, to the Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo 2013. The address is 3645 West Chicago Avenue at Roe Clark Math and Science. And again, that's from 12 noon to 5 p.m., calling all high school players to that location Saturday, April the 6th, to the Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo 2013. All they got to do is bring a school T-shirt or a school jersey. They can sign up. It's totally free. And it's giving them the opportunity to have exposure to college coaches and things of that nature so that they'll be able to get in school and possibly get a scholarship or what have you and get a chance to be seen by college coaches, particularly those that never get the opportunity to be seen by anyone. I just wanted to extend it. And if they want more information, they can contact Fernando Vincent at 312-376-7226. Again, 312-376-7226. I'm through.
Hold on. I just gave out a phenomenal topic to my viewers.
No, I'm not hanging up. You gonna
cut in. You gonna do your commercial. That was 61 seconds. That's $60.
Okay, I gotta pay you for
it. I'm just playing, brother. Anyway, man, on that note, wherever Fernando Vincent talking about, y'all call him. What's the telephone number again, Vincent?
It's 312-376-7226. Fernando Vincent.
And all you have to do is bring a school T-shirt, man, or a school ID, or just a T-shirt.
Just a T-shirt, school T-shirt, jersey, what have you. Be a high school student, we good to go.
Okay. What about the adults? Can adults get in too as well? Or?
Oh, it's totally free. Adults can come in. It's not a problem. Whoever come. I mean, because there's a lot of people that want to be able to offer any kind of resources to any of the young people that's going to be there participating and what have you. Come, feel free to come. We'll be able to talk, and we'll be able to assist these young people, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, cool. I guess that's it. LB, you got about 30 seconds. What you want to say? Go.
Man, listen here. I apologize, but you know, I mute my phone when, you know, you keep my mic on, so, you know, anything that I'm out here doing, you know, I can keep on doing. But look here, real talk. Everybody's hitting on all cylinders. Everybody know what they need to do. You know, if you need spiritual guidance or an understanding which what direction to go in, seek Pastor Mo. If you need economic guidance to see where you want to take your money, seek me, and I most definitely will let you know what to do with your money and how to make your money grow. Truth of the matter is, I think we were better off segregated than integrated, because economically and spiritually, morally, and everything else, we have, even though we were separated, we had more freedoms within our own people versus on the other side. So, you know, everybody hitting on all cylinders. I love this show. Case, the Fashion Guru, Mo, Dennis, everybody hitting on all cylinders. So that's all I have to say. You know, we're going to roll on to the next thing. You know, man, I got much love for all y'all.
All right, man.
That's what's up.
Well, go ahead, Mickey.
Case, this is the first show we agreed.
You already know. We have some hot for him next week.
Wait a minute. Look what Case said. Hey, I'm going to have to come on that Wednesday show. Me and Case going to have to sit up there and pontificate over things. This Fernando.
Hold on. I got a GED. Stop using these big words. If it's five letters long, I don't know it.
Come on, man. Wait up, man. We ain't got that much time. Hey, Meekins, go ahead, man. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Man, gratitude, Steve. You and your crew, man. You guys have been wonderful. Listen, I'm grateful to know that I'm a part of M&M Modeling Magazine that's coming out April 27th. We're doing the final shoot for the cover, a new loft space that the 2233 South Troop. We're doing incredible stuff for the young kids. We'll be mentoring people. We have incredible photo coming up, as a matter of fact, Tuesday. And for more information, you could get in touch with me at 773-414-7611. That's Meekus at 773-414-7611, or call Michael Anthony Richardson, who is world-renowned photographer and author of M&M Modeling Magazine. His number is 773-766-3227. That's 773-766-3227. Once again, we're here to help out the community. We're here to mentor kids. We're here to show people that it's bigger than what they think it is. Whatever your mind can conceive, you can achieve.
Oh, man, okay. So, Mika, that was 62 seconds. So that's $62, man. You send it out to each shot. No, I'm just joking.
For you, man, whatever it takes, man, whatever it takes. You have a good show, and you had an incredible panel today, man. We definitely got to do this more often.
Yes.
Man, hey, man, every Saturday, man, we right here at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, man. Tune right in. You can go to westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out, log on. You ain't doing nothing. Get that mobile app. That mobile app is an excellent tool. I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I'm not just trying to sell it to you guys to try to sell something, but, I mean, it has everything. It's got one click. You click on that mobile app, you got the case show on Wednesday. You can just hit this button and see the description, and it'll take you directly to the show. You got Pass Them On Thursday. You hit that button, you see what his description is, take you straight to the show. And you got the Hip Hop Fridays, you know what I'm saying, for the ones, you know, everybody on the panel, you know y'all got kids that probably want to listen to hip hop. It is profanity. It is explicit. And the only reason why I do have it explicit is because I want everybody to voice their opinion. I believe in pure talent. You don't have to change yourself because somebody wants you to change. All you got to do is change the channel if you don't want to hear with these guys talking about what they're talking about. And if you really listen to some of these guys, even though they're cursing, but some of them are talking. Some of them are speaking, like Case, like we had Duolo, the little guy Duolo on the show, man. Case said, man, that brother is really rapping. And I really believe that. You know what I'm saying? So that's on Fridays at 7:30. Wednesday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go get that app, www.westernworld1.com, and click on Western World Radio, or just click on one of these guys' description, man. They really take the time out and really sheet their mind. They really educate. They really come in with some stuff, man, and they work hard on it, man. I mean, we sit down every day, and we always have a discussion on what we're going to do. So when we talk, we're not just talking on this radio show here. We are actually giving out some good, useful knowledge. However you want to take it, it's still good, useful knowledge. So anybody want to call in, well, we don't have no more time. But, man, next week, call in, check us out, man, westernworld1.com. You can see it right there when you click on the blog talk show. You see our banner right there. You can just follow that banner, and it'll take you right over there. You get that mobile app, download it. And feel free, man, to comment on these guys' shows, man. They want to see what they're doing. Are they making a change to the world? I mean, or to them, or are they changing you a little bit? Or are they just lip-boxing, talking crazy? We don't know. We want to know. All information that we use is good information. No matter how you use it, it's information. And I just want to thank Pastor Moore for coming on the show and sharing his word. He said some things in the scripture. You know, to kind of elaborate on what's going on today, freedom versus happiness. And, man, and also, too, I want to thank Trina. Katrina Johnson, I want to thank you, man. Love you, boo. She's the one that gave me this topic to talk about. So that was a good thing that we, you know, we discussed this. And all men, we all can agree, you know what I'm saying, and have fun. Case.
Yo, I'm here. What's up?
Go ahead, close us out, man.
You want me to tell you how we said
it? I mean, it was a great show, man. It was a great show.
It was a great show. You know what I'm saying? What can I say, man? Every Saturday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, check us out.
All right, man.
Go to the site. Get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Get the application for your mobile joint.
Hey, man, and on that note, I'm going to play the commercial out, man. Hey, man, thank y'all for tuning in. We're right back here, westernworld1.com. Let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.